Players, a neighborhood across from the French Quarter, across the river, began to return to their homes, but apparently no more will be allowed in. The two Democrats from last year's presidential ticket criticizing George Bush for his response to the devastation from Katrina. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, former Senator John Edwards, spoke separately today on the handling of the catastrophe and the broader issue of poverty in the U.S. In prepared remarks for a speech at Brown University in Rhode Island, John Kerry said the government response to the disaster revealed what he called a broader pattern of incompetence and negligence in the Bush administration. John Edwards told an audience in Washington the hurricane was a sober reminder that widespread poverty exists throughout the nation. Tropical Storm Rita is nearing hurricane strength as it swirls through the Bahamas. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center puts the center of Rita southeast of Nassau and Key West, moving at a rate of about 14 miles an hour. It's expected to approach the Florida Keys tomorrow morning. About 40,000 Florida residents living from below Marathon Key to Key West are now under an evacuation order. Rita's top winds about 70 miles an hour, but it could get stronger. And eventually it may head into the Gulf of Mexico and could strengthen considerably. George Bush says North Korea is taking what he calls a wonderful step by pledging to end its nuclear weapons program, but he says the U.S. will be watching to make sure the promise is kept. North Korea will get energy assistance from the other nations at the talks and a pledge from the United States that it will not attack. North Korea and the U.S. have agreed to take steps to normalize relations. Arab TV airing a video showing a top al-Qaeda deputy criticizing Afghanistan's recent elections. The terror group's number two leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, slammed yesterday's vote, charging the polling took place under control of what he called the Lords of War. The tape was broadcast on Al Jazeera. The al-Qaeda leader also praised the deadly July 7th London subway bombings, which killed 56 people, including the four bombers. This is Air America Radio News.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Ugh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in, or dialing in, or listening up, or whatever it is you're doing. We do appreciate it. We have some sounds from, I apologize for the voice tonight, but we're still dealing with laryngitis. By we, I mean Kathy and me together. Some sound tonight from Simple Scotty. Was it press briefing today? Was it? Okay. That will leave you kind of scratching your head or your butt or whatever body part, wondering what White House administration this freak is talking about. The lies and economic doublespeak in McClellan's quacking today are so unbelievable. We'll only share three with you. That's all we could take. And I'm sure that's all you can take, too. So three sound bites from this very strange press secretary who just more and more reminds me of a petulant child on an extra-heavy dose of Ritalin. It's just incredible. Should be President John Kerry had did a speech yesterday. I'm sure you found it. If you haven't, you can find it online. He said in the speech, we're about to witness the unveiling of a nightmare filled with extreme right-wing social programs that will allegedly be designed to assist the poor, yada yada, but will ultimately only benefit the corporations and the uber-rich once again. And you have to wonder, if you've got a brain, how long until the revolution? You can't have a society that continues to divide 5% of the population from the other 95%, just further and further, faster and faster, without eventually the 95% saying, screw this, and changing things by whatever means necessary. Oh, also, if you're in the New York City area, this coming Sunday night, the folks at the Raven have invited us back. They are in Manhattan. They're on the corner of Avenue A and East 12th Street. We're going to be there Sunday night from 7 until probably 9 o'clock. No big deal. Kathy and I are going to be up there for about 8 days. In New York. We're going to be doing the program from the new Air America Radio Studios all next week. So we're taking Friday off as a travel day, and Saturday we'll be in D.C. for the protest. And then Sunday night, come on by the Raven. If you didn't come by the last time and you live in the New York area, come on by. I'd like to say hi and press the flesh. And for more information on this, go to raven-nyc.com. And the Raven is doing music and fundraisers all this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, for the people who went through Hurricane Katrina. So go to the website to get the information about they're having concerts and fundraisers and so on and so forth. These are really socially active people who run the Raven, own the Raven, and run it. And I know there are a lot of clubs in New York that way, but this is the one that has really extended kind of an invitation to the the two of us who make up the Malloy program. So go to raven-nyc.com for directions and concert information. This all this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're going to be doing stuff there. And then Sunday we'll be there from 7 to 9. So come on by. And this Friday night, Harrison on the Edge, did you finally get that worked out? He is substituting for me? Okay, Harrison on the Edge will be filling in for me. He's a weekend host from our L.A. affiliate, KTLK, and I think you're going to like him. That's all I'm going to say. Harrison on the Edge this Friday night. But we have tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday to do this program. And again, I apologize for the lack of timbre to my voice. But this virus, God help you if you get it. My good friend out in New Mexico, who runs Blue Canyon Productions, sent this to me. It's from Dr. John in Albuquerque. Not the Dr. John, another Dr. John in Albuquerque. I don't know if Dr. John wrote it or not. It doesn't matter. But he sent it to some of his friends, and one of his friends sent it to me. And it's a series of questions that you might want to ask your Republican friend at work, or if you still have some embedded in your family, maybe in your church or your synagogue or your mosque, you know, wherever you go, where you run into these Bush bastards, you might want to ask them a couple of things. Here's kind of a list. How's the Iraqi Constitution coming? How's the confiscation of all those tons of weapons of mass destruction going? Hey, how's the hunt for the anthrax terrorists developing? Did Bush catch him yet? Huh? How's the freeing the Muslims in the Mideast and spreading democracies? How's that going? Any of those democracy attempts look like they're going to turn out to be a theocracy? Huh? How's that idea of giving Social Security money to Wall Street for privatized retirement accounts going? How you doing with that, George? Another one you might want to ask your right-wing friend, how's the hunt for Osama coming? Remember that we won't rest till we find him? Jive-ass nonsense, right? How's that coming, by the way? How's the oil company executives in the White House will keep gas prices down thing going? Is that working out all right? Huh? Highest gas prices in history? How much did you pay at the pump last, Philip? How's the hunt for that treasonous White House mole coming? You know, the one that outed Valerie Plame? What did Bush say? I'll fire him when we catch him? How's that coming, guys? Is that coming okay? How's the idea of holding someone accountable for the attack on this country, September 11, 2001. How's that project coming? Have you decided yet who's to blame? How's that mission accomplished? We turned the corner. It's in its last throes. How's that coming? That insurgency thing going in Iraq, if I read the news right, 250 people were turned into red mist last week. But major combat operations are over. I understand that. You know, mission's accomplished, and the fighting is waning, and we turn the corner, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and the Viet Cong definitely will be, be subdued as soon as the South Vietnamese government can't, what? South Vietnam, oh, golly. How's that Iraq thing coming? How's that thing, you know, the wealthy, the tax cuts for the wealthy without fear of returning budget deficits, how's that going, huh? Did that work out? The huge tax cuts, trillions for the wealthy. But don't worry, there won't be any you know, budget deficits coming. How's that? How's the Terri Schiavo thing coming? Is she still dead? Or have the Republicans somehow kept her alive? How's that trade deficit thing going? You remember the trade deficit? Every month it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Any news on the manufacturing job base that seemed to be disappearing during the first part of the Bush administration, huh? How about the search for Bush's military records? Remember that? Is anybody still looking for that, or they're just gone? Okay. How's that thing about forcing Christian prayer into public schools? How's that developing? Getting close to that? Oh, good. How about the Republican investigation into steroid use by baseball players? How's that coming? Is that coming okay? How about the idea to force America to accept the graven image of Ten Commandments in our courts? How's that coming? Is that working around? How about the constitutional amendment thing that Bush promised to stop queers from marrying? How's that coming? How about the constitutional amendment thingy to prevent flag burning? We doing okay on that? How about making abortion illegal? How's that coming? Stronger military? We doing all right on that? How's that protection of our border thing going? Any progress there? Where's that budget surplus again? How far in debt are we now? How much do we owe China? So there's a nice list for you. Next time you run across one of these monkey-loving Bush supporters, just ask him one or all of what I just shared with you.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available. So you can do more loves in less time. And even a king size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSELO3. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266. To the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Dr. B in someplace, New York, I think New York, has one to add to our list. How's the promise of free health care for all Iraqis coming? Jesus. Anyway, again, thanks to Dr. John in Albuquerque. You know, I've got his last name here. I got all these last names. I just don't know if I should mention you guys' names on the air. So I won't. All right? But the it is an interesting list. Bush is a liar. He's also a BSer. I'd like to be able just to say that word on the air, but I can't. It's much more effective than when you say BSer, you know. But he's a liar. He's simply a liar. He makes promises that the fence-sitters or the uncertain, the weak Republicans love to hear, and then, of course, he doesn't deliver, and everybody forgets. And he continues to make it easy for corporate America to steal our country. Damn. This happened earlier today. I'm shocked that it happened in New York City. Apparently, the police stormed the Cindy Sheehan's bring them home now tour in where was she in Union Square, Jesus, in New York City. What's up with the Bloomberg administration? You know, this guy, I don't know why he's a Republican. Maybe because all of a sudden he decided he wanted to be mayor. And, I have no idea. He used to be a Democrat. But according to Village Voice, the police stormed into the crowd of about 150 people gathered at Union Square that were there to hear Sheehan and yanked away her microphone. According to the Voice, NYPD pulled the plug just as Sheehan was coming on, or was calling on the audience not to lose heart in the fight to end the war in Iraq. She said, "We get up every morning, and every morning we see this enormous mountain in front of us." She was speaking on behalf of the other parents and family members of soldiers who've been killed. She said, "We can't go through this mountain. We can't go under it, so we have to go over it." And just then the cops rushed the podium. And according to The Voice, police dragged away Paul Zolkowitz, also known as Zool, an organizer with Camp Casey NYC. That's a small encampment that he and other activists set up a month ago in Union Square in solidarity with Cindy's vigil outside Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. Zolkowitz was arrested for failing to obtain a sound permit, a charge, according to The Voice, that normally warrants no more than a summons. Anyway, Zolkowitz told the crowd, quote, "You would think that here in New York City at Union Square, our Hyde Park, you would think that we would have little difficulty having a 24-hour vigil to oppose the war. In fact, we've had 2 arrests and 8 summonses and endless harassment from the police for doing what we do." As these people were hustled away, according to The Voice, an enraged crowd of about 50 people stormed after the police, chanting, "Shame, shame." Meanwhile, Iraq war veteran and peace activist Jeff Key played "God Bless America" on his trumpet. What a scene. I bet that was a hell of a scene. An Upper West Side social worker who identified herself as Kua said, "Since when can't you talk out here in Union Square?" She said, "I've seen everybody and their mother come out here and speak nonsense in the park, and for them to shut down Cindy Sheehan is not right." So I don't know if you live in New York City, maybe you want to send an email to Bloomberg and just ask. And even if you don't live in New York City, Jesus, they didn't even arrest her in Texas. Well, you know what's up with the bluest of blue cities? Well, at least in the top five, right? Man. Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards is calling for a return to Depression-era job programs like WPA, Works Progress Administration. No, that's before my time, too. But there, we do have listeners here who remember that. I don't care how old you are. If you travel around the country, you can't not see or use something that was built during the WPA period in this country back in the 30s. Massive jobs program, everything from parks to roads to bridges to dams to art centers to museums to concert venues. It just went on and on and on. It was a massive job program that here 80 years later, or 70 years later, 75 years later, Americans are still enjoying, still benefiting from. This was, of course, during a Democratic administration dealing with a worldwide recession caused by Republicans. But John Edwards is saying, you know, maybe we ought to do this again. He said it would help not only help rebuild the Gulf Coast, and help it was also help rebuild the lives of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You think the Bush crime family or the Republicans might agree to that?
Lay off threats and hiring freezes. Freezes in our wages too. Paychecks pounded by inflation. Budgets cut down to the bone. We have got to stand together. This is no time to stand alone. Here we go. Public work.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says,
Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premiere, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 25 before the hour. So, former vice presidential contender John Edwards comes up with the idea of a modern-day Works Progress Administration, which would certainly make sense, wouldn't it? There's so many people that that need help. The Hurricane Katrina, I think, displayed for us in this country to see, as well as the rest of the world, the kinds of divisions that our corrupted and filthy news media never talks about. Oh, occasionally you'll see a piece in the Times or the Post, usually on the weekend, usually in the, where it concerns the Times, it'll be in the magazine section. Sunday Magazine. You know, one of those think pieces about the poor people. But media, news media, are not reporting on this horrendous... You know, how could it be that it's okay for 44 million of us not to have health insurance? Jesus Christ. I can't get it through my head. I just can't. Clinton was on television over the weekend. He was on ABC's This Week and had some harsh public criticism. What constitutes harsh public criticism? You know, there's a rule, I guess, written down someplace that former presidents don't directly criticize their successors, whether it's the immediate successor or two or three down the road. You know, it's kind of a get-along, go-along thing. It's really sad. You know, I think about British politics or politics anywhere else in the world, and the new guy comes on board, and the old guys might stand back. The former presidents or prime ministers or whatever, the dictators, whatever the hell they are, would do everything in their power to destabilize, overthrow, and undermine the government. But in this country, for some reason, and I find this is especially true of Democrats, you know, they just kind of muck along, you know, just with that smarmy kind of, oh, yeah, well, you know, attitude. Well, Clinton and Kerry and Robert Kennedy Jr., all three of them over the past couple of days have kind of unloaded on these pigs that comprise the Bush crime family. Clinton said, he was talking about the disaster relief effort, so-called. He said, quote, "You can't have an emergency plan that works if it only affects middle-class people on up," unquote. Yeah, that's very true, Bill. Can you believe it takes an ex-president to say something like that? Right. Clinton said the storm highlighted the class divisions in this country that often play out along racial lines. Often? Pretty much always. Right, Bill? He went on to say, quote, "It's like when they issued the evacuation order. That affects poor people differently. A lot of them in New Orleans didn't have cars. A lot of them who had cars had kinfolk they had to take care of. They didn't have cars, so they couldn't take them out." Clinton went on to say, "This is a matter of public policy, and whether it's race-based or not, if you give your tax cuts to the rich and hope everything works out all right and poverty goes up and it disproportionately affects the black and brown people, that's a consequence of the action taken. That's what they did in the 80s. That's what they've done this decade. In the middle, we had a different policy." He's referring to himself, of course. Now, I was talking to a friend right before the program tonight who was just furious, just absolutely boiling over. He's a liberal Democrat, and he said he can't stand the fact that Bush and Clinton, Clinton seems to be sucking up to the Bush family, you know, practically doing in public what Monica did for him in private. And it is disgusting, and it is disgraceful, and I think we brought it up last week. You know, it's just vile to see Bill Clinton coming within 10 miles of these bastards. Okay, we're all supposed to rise above our petty differences, and when there's a disaster, we're supposed to go to work and help each other, huh? Right? Yeah? Bat squeeze. Is that what the Republicans are doing? Republicans are just rubbing their hands gleefully, thinking about they're suspending environmental regulations, they're suspending labor regulations, they're suspending every single regulation they can think of, right, under the guise of helping people. They don't give a damn about people. Never have, never will. So my friend in Chicago said, you know, he was just ready to, you know, pull his or somebody's hair out by the roots about Clinton. And I said, well, did you hear that, you know, he made some pretty strong statements? He said, yeah, I don't care. What's Clinton doing with the Bushes? And I just said to him, you know, I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea. You can't have an emergency plan that works if it only affects middle-class people up, Clinton said. And when you tell people to go do something, they don't have the means to do it, you're going to leave the poor out. Well, people much more erudite than I have been pointing out that if a society here in the past week or two, if a society is truly based, its moral balance or its ethical center is based on the way that society conducts itself towards its poor, its infirm, its sick, if that's the case, then this country is already in hell. And these little cheesy-ass so-called Christian ministers can all just... Be careful now, Mike. They're so bad. They're so disgusting. But it's true. It's true. If you take a look, and the stories keep rolling out of the Gulf states, don't they? Especially out of New Orleans, story after story. And this, of course, is where the Times or other newspapers are good. They have good writers who are writing good stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, when I bust up on media, I'm talking about the news or the editorial pages. Some of the feature writers, the people who get down into the muck and discover these stories and write about them. The stories keep erupting out of New Orleans, don't they? They just keep coming and coming and coming. Proof positive that this country, the people who run this country, have instilled an attitude of screw you, Jack, I've got mine. Republican, this has always been the Republican attitude. Always has been, always will be. Except it's getting worse and worse and worse in this century, and especially, I'm talking about the 20th century, in the 21st century, it's gotten out of control. So Clinton blasted, so to speak, Bush policies. And today, at the press briefing, Scotty was asked about Clinton's criticism of Bush's mishandling of the Katrina disaster. And I want you to listen to McClellan's answer, because you got to wonder what anti-poverty, what compassionate president, what administration he's talking about. These people deal in nothing but lies and grotesque fantasies. They take the compassionate speech of normal people, liberals, Democrats, people who operate locally in their churches, people, I'm talking about people who really follow the teachings of Christ. I'm not talking about the professional Christians or the members of these 20,000 member mega churches. You know, to hell with those people. Those are no more following Christ than I'm following Bush. But when people work together, things get done. So what does the Bush crime family do? The spokespig, Scott McClellan, always, as does the pig himself and the vice pig, they do the same thing. They take the language of compassionate America and they use it, which has the net effect of corrupting and poisoning compassionate language. Mark Crispin Miller has written all about this, the NYU professor, the Bush Dyslexicon, and subsequent books. But anyway, today the reporter says, Scott, yesterday former President Clinton had some pretty pointed criticisms of administration policy on the initial response to the hurricane. He said, quote, you can't have an emergency plan that works if it only affects middle-class people. He also said everything they own was in their little home. If we really wanted to do it right, we would have had lots of buses lined up to take them out and also lots of empty vans to save the belongings of those with no home insurance or no flood insurance, end quote. So let me ask you, Scott, does the president basically agree with what Bill Clinton said?
We welcome a discussion or debate of policies that we have implemented and that we have pursued. No one can question the results that we have achieved on behalf of the American people. The policies that this president has pursued are bold ones, and they are ones that are achieving real results for all Americans. The president from day one has been acting to move forward on bold initiatives to produce real results that are helping all Americans. We are closing the achievement gap.
What?
Sweeping education reforms.
What?
So that every child can learn and succeed.
What?
We have more Americans working now than ever before.
What?
We're reaching out to faith-based groups and community organizations.
What?
That have proven records of helping people in need, and we're now helping more
like
people.
Pat Robertson.
And we're also moving forward to expand home ownership. Minority home ownership has reached record levels this administration.
God.
We work to expand community health centers.
What?
So I think it's important to look at the policies, and we're glad to talk about the policies. And one question you have to come back to is, do we continue to move forward on failed policies of the past that
have
left too many behind, or do we think in new and bold ways to help all Americans? And this president has thought in new and bold ways and actually acted, and we're making great progress.
Jesus. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Somebody steps on this jackass's foot, and this kind of crap comes out.
De una familia muy rica,
Bush es un hombre insincero.
It's a huge honor to be the greatest, to be the president of the greatest country in the world.
Usted vuelta quiero decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero. Jorge Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero. Jorge Bush gana dinero.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available. So you can do more loves in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry. Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, coming up after the break, a couple more things I want to throw in here. The federal trial now of the St. Patrick's Four in upstate New York. Also, the richer nations on the globe are seeking protection from the bird flu if it makes the jump to humans where it's human-human transmission. We'll talk about that. And what happened at the Plame affair. And there's just a flurry of anti-gay activity around the country right now. Here in Georgia and Texas, it's real sick. And most of it is being engineered either by Republicans or by so-called Christians. These are kinds of Christians. I swear to God, I'd like to take a bullwhip to them. I would. I just, cat of nine tails to some of these Christians. Just flay them. But back to Simple Scotty here. That quote that went on for a minute, 20 seconds, he said the policies of this president are bold ones, and they're the ones that are achieving real results for all. You know, in the first place, it's nothing but gibberish, but real progress for all Americans, honestly. Has your paycheck gone up if you're working class? Okay, if you work in certain industries, I guess you're making a few more bucks. Right? Not me. How about you? And somebody could say, well, Malloy, that's Air America's policies, not Bush's policies. No, it's not. It's Bush's policies. He goes on to say the president from day one has been able to has been acting to move forward on bold initiatives to produce real results that are helping all. He just said that same thing. Helping all Americans. He says we're closing the achievement gap with sweeping education reforms. How many states didn't the entire state of Utah just opt out of No Child Left Behind? Isn't school district after school district saying no to this horse crap? He says we have more Americans working now than ever before. Before when? The Great Depression? More Americans working now than ever before. How many of them are working at jobs where one wage earner can support a family, say a family of four, a spouse and two kids? Well, tell me a job other than a professional job. I'm talking about even well-paying union factory work. How many of those jobs, manufacturing or production, how many of those jobs still pay enough? This is where it was when I grew up. One person could work, usually the man, the husband, and enough money could be made. These were union jobs, manufacturing jobs. Enough money could be made to pay the mortgage, pay the bills, put a little aside for three or four, or if you were Catholic, six kids, college educations. Also, you were probably paying for a mom or dad or both who lived in a little basement apartment or if not, lived across town, and you got a little money together to take care of their medicine and this and that, right? One wage earner. More people are working than ever before, right? He says we're reaching out to faith-based groups. This is what McClellan said. Yeah, that's to shift the social burden away from a shared response of people working together within the framework of this society and shove it over to these fake Christians so they can say, okay, everybody come in for social services except you queers and no Jews, and we're a little bit dodgy on the Catholics. You're a Muslim? Get out of town. You have to sit here. Well, yeah, when the prime rate is that low, your average 15-year-old can get a house financed. Jesus. Of course, now foreclosures are on the horizon, right? With the predatory lending companies who said, oh my God, the prime rate's only 2%. Let's charge 19% to this brown person. Huh? And then when he or she can't pay it anymore, or this white person, but mostly let's get the browns first. Then when they can't pay it, we get the property. Because guess what? Our buddies in the House and Senate are going to pass an anti-bankruptcy bill Oh, we got him coming and going, don't we? And then he says, McClellan said, one question you have to come back to is, do we continue to move forward on failed policies of the past? What failed policies? You double-talking son of a bitch. What are you talking about? Like Clinton's balanced budget? Like Clinton's surplus? Like the reduction in crime and teenage pregnancy and abortions? Like all of these things that occurred during the 90s because of the most wonderful liberal Republican president in the history of this union, Bill Clinton? I didn't like him a whole lot. But his Republican light policy, that's what he was. And he had a Democratic Congress part of that time and a bunch of Republican thugs the rest of the time to work with. Oh, yeah, he destroyed welfare as we know it. He salted Middle Europe with depleted uranium. He continued sanctions against a country where children were dying and starving to death. But aside from that, what about Clinton's balanced budget and surplus, huh? That's one failure I think America would take. So this president has thought in new and bold ways to actually acted, McClellan says, to do what? To do what, you lying pig? To destroy the country. Jesus, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Vacuum sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your fancy breathes. Hi, I'm David Gordon. I want to assure you that my 8-pound electric gel does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want hypoallergenic Gordon gel. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-year trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Gordon gel won't blow dirt back into the air. Never.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Election Commission calls for photo IDs. The panel, looking to restore confidence in the nation's election system, says voters should have photo IDs. Former President Jimmy Carter, who heads the commission with former Secretary of State James Baker, says it calls for those IDs with a great deal of hesitancy. But Carter notes that 36 states either have that requirement or are thinking about it. Carter says states should provide voter IDs free to anyone who doesn't have a driver's license. Baker says the panel recommendations could resolve whether voter fraud or the inability to vote causes the most problems with elections. A psychologist says weekend visits to his parents' Virginia home would be therapeutic for the man who shot President Reagan. Hospital psychologist Paul Montalbano testified in a federal court, there's a low risk John Hinckley would be a danger to himself or to others. Hinckley's parents live 3 hours away from the mental hospital where he spent more than two decades. The psychologist says Hinckley no longer suffers from depression and the delusional behavior that led him to be obsessed with actress Jodie Foster and attempt to assassinate the president. As family members were crying, two former Tyco International executives were ordered to prison for stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the company. Former CEO Dennis Kozlowski and former finance chief Mark Schwartz got 8 1/3 to 25 years in prison. The case exposed the executives' extravagant lifestyle after pilfering $600 million from the company, including a $2 million toga birthday party for Kozlowski's wife on a Mediterranean island. The mayor of New Orleans has suspended the plan to repopulate the city in stages. Mayor Ray Nagin saying it's partly because of the potential threat from a new tropical storm heading toward the Gulf of Mexico. Mayor Ray Nagin says more rain might bring new flooding since the city's pumping facilities are not at full capacity. His announcement came after repeated warnings from top federal officials, including George Bush, that the city is not safe. Nagin had bristled at what he suggested was federal interference. Tropical storm Rita nearing hurricane strength, swirling in the Bahamas. The latest advisory puts Rita southeast of Nassau and Key West, moving at a rate of about 14 miles an hour. It's expected to approach the Florida Keys tomorrow morning. About 40,000 Florida residents living from below Marathon to Key West under an evacuation order. Rita's top winds, 70 miles an hour. Forecasters say it could become a hurricane, and if it goes into the Gulf of Mexico, a very strong hurricane. George Bush says North Korea needs to stand by its pledge to end its nuclear weapons program, but Bush says the United States will be watching to make sure that North Korea keeps the promise. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591. But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. All right, we have two more. Scott McClellan, half-witted soundbites here. These people are astonishing. This Bush crime family is astonishing. They can't function like an administration, and the people who they hire to speak for them, I don't care if it's Department of Defense, Department of State, Department of Labor, or the White House itself. They lie, they equivocate, they make stuff up, they put out half-truths, misstatements. They're liars. But anyway, let's continue our trip through the looking glass with this exchange between McClellan and Helen Thomas. Now, as usual, when these two start talking, he walks all over her words, so try to hear what she's saying in the background. She begins by saying, given the president's unhappiness with the initial response to Katrina, does the administration basically agree that Bill Clinton is right?
The rebuilding of the region is an opportunity to renew our commitment to equality and justice for all Americans by building a better and stronger region, and that's what he's committed to doing. There is a deep history of injustice that has led to poverty and inequality. And this storm has brought to light in a more vivid way some of that inequality and poverty that exist in the region. And it's not going to be overcome instantly. But this president, from day one, has been acting boldly to address these issues and to achieve results.
If we are so bold, why do we have 37 million people living below the poverty line?
Well, you want me to go back and talk about the economy?
If his policies are so great.
I'll be glad. More Americans are working than ever before, Helen. We've seen the unemployment rate drop to 4.9% because of the action that this president has taken. We've seen more than 4 million jobs created since May of 2003.
Shut up. Yeah, I apologize for the quality of the sound bites tonight. I don't know what the hell happened here. More of the magic bean economic theory here. This is the last one. Several reporters want to know exactly what programs Bush will cut to pay for the reconstruction in New Orleans and his wars and his corporate welfare and his payoff to the wealthy. What the hell? You know what's coming, don't you? Remember we told you last week, 2 weeks ago, Bush hit the trifecta again with this new disaster. And he may hit another trifecta. Hurricane Rita. It looks like Hurricane Rita is heading for the same area or the Texas coast. Huh? He may get three trifectas in his miserable, disgusting little presidency. I almost said pregnancy. God. So Bush is saying, no, we're not going to raise any tax. No, we're not going to rescind any of the tax cuts. The rich have got to have more money. They've got to have more. I don't care the babies are dying. I don't care the corpses are piling up. I don't care the 44 million people have no health insurance. I don't care the poverty's up for the fifth year in a row. I don't give a tinker's damn. You know what I care about? That the rich get richer. And as soon as you dumb bastards realize that, Everything will calm down. So what's going to be cut? You know it's going to be cut, don't you? Everything except those policies that further the degradation of the U.S. economy. Everything. One reporter begins, all right, Scott, what does the president have to say to members of his own party who criticize him for wanting to have it all? He wants to have guns and butter. He wants to fund Iraq. He wants to have tax cuts. And now he wants to put together the largest reconstruction effort the world has ever seen. How can we afford it, Scott?
I disagree with the characterization, because the president the other day clearly stated that we've got to make sure that we work with state and local officials to have a well-planned rebuilding effort. This is going to be one of the largest reconstruction efforts ever.
But can we afford it?
Yeah, and we are going to. Well, first of all, we are going to meet the needs of the people in the region. The president is adamant about that. We are going to do what it takes as we move forward to address the needs in the region. We also need to look at our budget and where there's unnecessary spending happening, we need to make cuts.
Any ideas? Congressman Mike Pence suggested delaying the prescription drug implementation to 07. I would say $40 billion. And Josh Bolton wouldn't even entertain it. I mean, isn't part of the problem is that it's kind of a sham to tell the American people that your federal government will do it all, but yet again, we won't ask for any salary.
Well, I disagree with your characterization, because this president from day one has worked to cut non-security discretionary spending. And he's also worked to address other priorities like entitlements.
Ding, 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 entitlements. Ding, 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 ding.
We reformed Medicare and put in some cost controls to start that process of addressing some of those issues.
Ding, ding, ding. Ah, cut entitlements. Oh, what's that? Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, aid to education, roads and bridges, dams, infrastructure. Oh, entitlements. What about those bridges that go nowhere in Alaska? Put together by Republicans, huh? What about that, Scott? What about the millions and tens of millions of dollars for that? You want to cut that? Nah, I can't do that. Let's go after the entitlements. Let's go after the entitlements. The WIC program. There's one place. Women, infants, and children. Ah, screw them. They don't need nutrition. They don't vote. To hell with them. Let's start there. What do we got? Food stamps? Screw that. Let's get rid of that. Education? How about Head Start? In the toilet. To hell with these four-year-olds. They won't vote Republican when they grow up anyway. What else are we going to cut? Huh? Health care, such as it is? Medicare? Old people are soon going to die. They don't give a damn. Medicaid? More poor people. To hell with them. God, how much more of this can we take? That's all we're going to put you through with McClellan. What an evil man. What an evil administration. What a wicked, filthy, evil administration. And I'll tell you what, you so-called Christians that support this, shame on you. Shame on you. If Jesus were standing next to you when you vote Republican, he would just slap you so hard you'd vibrate like a greasy three-penny nail hit with a ball-peen hammer. Jesus doesn't like lying bastards like you. Jesus doesn't like hypocrites. Go back and read your Bible, freak. Get out of that 15,000, 20,000 member bull-squeeze church. And go back and read your Bible. Read the New Testament. Forget the Old Testament. Old Testament has nothing to do with you. That belongs to the Jews. Read the New Testament, you little fake Christians. Read what Jesus said. Man. Back when this country was getting ready to, for no reason whatsoever, unprovoked, to invade Iraq, there were four people in upstate New York. They went into the waiting room of an Army recruiting center there, and they poured vials of their own blood, about 4 ounces each, onto the walls, the windows, and an American flag. Now, the reason they did this is they wanted the new recruits, the people who had been lied to by the Army recruiters, the people have been told, oh, yeah, come on in the Army. You can join a rap group. Come on in the Army. It's all video games. Come on in the Army and learn how to be a bridge engineer. These four people wanted the recruits, the ones who had been seduced by all these lies, to see the blood and to think about, as the New York Times says, those destined to shed it. The Iraqi people and American soldiers. Now they refused to leave, and they while they were waiting to be arrested, they sat there and prayed. They said Jesus of Nazareth inspired them, as did their parents, and some of the well-known Vietnam-era protesters, like the two priests, Daniel and Philip Berrigan. So guess what happened to the St. Patrick Four? We'll tell you in a minute.
Well, my hungry children, they must be fed. But I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Will you give me back my job again?
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loves in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy
yeah.
on Air America Radio.
Yeah. 21 past the hour. So back to the, they refer to themselves as the St. Patrick's Four in Ithaca, New York, because the protests that they put together took place on St. Patrick's Day, 2003. They spread a couple ounces of each one of the four. Spread a couple ounces of blood onto the walls, windows, and American flag in this Army recruitment center because, you know, the Army lies, especially now, to get these young kids to join the military. They're lying sons of bitches. They ought to say, look, we need you to come in here and go kill people and probably get killed or maybe get an arm or leg blown off. You want to do it? Or if we're going to have wars, then we need to have universal conscription. Every single man and woman in the United States of America, upon reaching the age of 18, should be drafted unless there is a damn good reason not to. Mental disorders or physical impairments or what have you. But every so-called able-bodied man or woman, as soon as they reach 18, your ass goes into the military for 4 years. Period. No deferments, no ifs, ands, or buts, no way out. And how long do you think the warmongering policies of this administration or any administration would remain in place if we had a law like that? Anyway, the St. Patrick's Four protested. Now, they were busted. And they were tried in state court for disturbing the peace, felony criminal mischief. And the jury, in that case, deadlocked. Nine of the jury members were in favor of acquittal. So the case was dismissed or not processed or prosecuted, whatever, a hung jury, I guess it would be called a hung jury. So then the federal government steps in. And what the Times calls an unusual move, the protesters are now facing federal prosecution and harsher potential penalties than they faced when their case deadlocked in state court. A law professor at Loyola University, who is a friend of the defendants and their legal advisor, one William P. Quigley, said, quote, it's a clear attempt to raise the stakes for those contemplating civil disobedience around the country, end quote. So the new trial is to begin Monday. Was to begin today in federal court in Binghamton, New York. The protesters are Daniel Burns, Claire Grady, Teresa Grady, Peter DeMott. They were offered a deal, a plea bargain, under which members of the group would receive no jail time if they pled guilty to a reduced charge. The four protesters said no. They said millions of people all over the world were saying the war would be a mistake and would result in a large loss of human life. We were a part of that. So they're not going to take a cop out now. Now, if they're convicted of federal charges, they face up to 6 years in prison and $250,000 fine. And the assistant United States attorney who is prosecuting did not return repeated phone calls for comment. Get this. The assistant United States attorney who is prosecuting is named Miroslav Lovrik. Where do you suppose he's from? If not him, his parents. Yugoslavia? Milosevic? Do you suppose Miroslav Lovrik knows anything about protest? and how important freedom is and the ability to state your case when you know damn good and well your government is out of control and committing acts that are nothing more than atrocities. Whether it's war or torture or death or failure to respond when a natural disaster hits your country. Surely, Mr. Miroslav Lovrik, you understand about that sort of thing, don't you? I'm sure your parents told you what it was like in the old country. If not your parents, your grandparents. All four defendants are members of the Catholic Worker Movement, which is an activist group that encourages civil disobedience. That means right away that Cardinal Ratzinger, who's now the Pope, would hate these Catholics, would tell them to sit down and shut up. Do 50 Hail Marys, 4,000 Our Fathers, and 10 complete acts of contrition, and maybe we'll take you back into the church. What do you mean, Catholic Worker Movement? I'm Mike Malloy.
Now the times have come to face the flood we've run. Shake off this mortal coil and trade your blood for oil.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler. Oh, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Your Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Try to keep yourself apprised of what's going on with the St. Patrick's Four and the Catholic Workers Movement, okay? These are decent people. I know. You can't agree with them 100%, neither do I. But where it concerns peace and justice, this is a good group. All right, what else we got here? The Church of England, the Anglican Church, This comes from Reg over at TV News and TVNewsLies.org. The bishops of the Church of England are calling for Christian leaders in Britain to publicly apologize for the war in Iraq and its aftermath. Sounds good, right? These bishops say the British government is not likely to show remorse, so the churches should. They want to organize a gathering with senior figures from the Muslim community and senior figures from the Church of England to make a public act of repentance. That's according to London Times Online. It goes on to say the proposal for a public apology comes in a new report in which the bishops plead for more understanding of what motivates terrorists. You know, poverty, religious bigotry, oppression, denial of human rights, denial of any rights. It goes on, the report criticizes Western democracies as deeply flawed and accuses the United States of dangerous expansionism. That's a report from the bishops of the Church of England. The bishops cite a long litany of errors in the West's handling of Iraq, including its passive support for Saddam Hussein, its willingness to sell him weapons, and the suffering caused to the Iraqi people by sanctions. So far, so good, right? Here comes the kick in the groin. However, the bishops say it would be irresponsible to withdraw British troops until there is a secure Iraqi regime in place. See, right at the end there. So, you know, it just sounds so good up to that point, right? Now, if the bishops would have said, British troops, like American troops, are in Iraq illegally and in violation of every single precept of international law. British troops, like American troops, are violating international law, the Geneva Conventions, domestic law, the laws of God, morality, ethics. So come home now. Begin now. An orderly withdrawal, right? Why is it that American churches and British churches can't state the obvious? So the big buildup, oh, well, it shouldn't be there. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, we need to apologize. However, it would be irresponsible. It would be the most responsible act that the government of the UK, the government of the United States, could possibly involve itself in. Get out! It's not your country, you greedy, murderous bastards! Get out! But no. The Brits and the Americans? Oh, we're going to stay until there's a secure Iraqi regime. One that is backed by the force and might of the militaries of the UK and the US. And frankly, come here, let me tell you something. We bishops of the Church of England, we Christian leaders in America, we don't give a tinker's damn how many of you little logs are blown to pieces. We don't care. 250 last week, see if you can hit 300 this week. We don't give a damn. We will make our pious statements. We will call for a public act of repentance. But we want to see the murder continue. We don't care how many children die. We don't care how many were murdered by the sanctions, the 11-year-long sanctions against people of Iraq. We don't care. But we, the bishops of the Almighty Church of England, we will make our public piety public. Ah, we call for an act of repentance. You want an act of repentance, bishops? Call on your country to get your soldiers the hell out of Iraq and stop killing people. That's the only act of repentance that means anything. You might have a chance to convince the Blair government because it's parliamentary. We don't have an Ice Cube's chance in hell here. We will have troops in Iraq for the foreseeable future. The murder and mayhem will continue. Even if we have a Democratic president, with one or two exceptions, and those exceptions will never get the Democratic Party nomination. The killing and the murder in Iraq of Iraqis and Americans is going to continue and continue and continue. Now, the last thing here, and then I want to come to your phone calls. The World Health Organization officials there are repeating their warnings about the potential for a deadly bird flu pandemic. You've been following this, the avian flu that's developed over in South Asia. Southeast Asia, I should say. And in anticipation of this pandemic that could kill, I don't know, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, who knows? If the human population has no defense against this, and we have no vaccines, and we have no immune response, probably a goodly percentage of the people who contract this flu will die. This is what happened with the so-called Spanish flu in 1918, 1919. How many people died worldwide? 20, 30 million? Back then? Anyway, the wealthier countries, you know, to hell with the poor countries. We don't care about them. But the wealthier countries are, according to the Times, redoubling efforts to buy an experimental vaccine and antiviral drugs in the hopes of protecting at least a few of their citizens from infection. And at the UN last Wednesday, Bush proposed what he called an international partnership to combat the disease. And the U.S. Health Department or somebody announced last week that it placed orders for $100 million worth of a promising, but technically still unlicensed vaccine that's under development by the French drug maker Sanofi Aventis. French drug maker? Huh? Freedom Prize? Yeah, Freedom Prize? What's this? A French drug maker? What? Are you little right-wing rat bastards not going to accept the vaccine if it comes from a French company? Are you? More on that in a second. The World Health Organization and the European Union have both been urging countries for months to prepare for the possibility of this human pandemic caused by this bird flu virus. The virus has killed millions of birds. You all know this. You've been reading this. And very, very rarely infects humans. It normally doesn't spread from person to person. That's a basic requirement for human epidemics, obviously. But scientists, epidemiologists are noticing that this virus is, so to speak, struggling to mutate itself to the point where it can go from a swine population or an avian population directly into a human population and then transmit itself from human to human. This is what the virus is trying to do. Michael Levitt, the Secretary of Health and Human Services in this filthy Bush administration, said, quote, "We've learned in the past weeks that bad things can happen very fast," end quote. All right, here's my point. Since the drug companies are struggling to provide vaccines for, I guess, most Americans, certainly the 100 million Americans who would be at risk, that would be people over the age of 65 or whatever, children, pregnant women, yada, yada, yada. And since it looks like it's going to be a race here, now I'm sure the pig man, Limbaugh, would tell you it's just more nonsense. Well, they told you there'd be 20,000 dead in New Orleans. Ho, 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 ho. There's only 1,000 so far. Ho, 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 ho. See how these liberals tell you lies. Ho, ho, ho. So I'm sure the pig man is telling his brain-dead followers that an avian flu pandemic is nonsense. It's like global warming. Nonsense. But I have an idea. I really do. I have this idea that, to me, makes a lot of sense. Since, wouldn't it be easier simply, if we developed this vaccine, to deny it, deny the vaccine to those people who reject evolution, the theory of evolution? Because to those people, in their world, such a thing as a virus that mutates, that means evolves, is an impossibility. Can't happen. You know, either that virus was on the ark or it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as evolution, mutation, natural selection. Doesn't happen. Okay, fair enough. So let's do it this way. Anybody who believes that, you don't get a shot. If they do come up with a vaccine, that'll put less stress on the vaccine manufacturer. That'll make shorter lines when it comes time for normal people to go get an injection. And it also means that for you people who don't believe this nonsense, like natural selection or mutation or evolution, it'll be more time for you to pray for some sort of magical intervention as opposed to standing online for an injection. So I think I have a good idea here. Any of you people who, and you are legion. What is it? 60-70% of the American public believes in the biblical story of creation and rejects evolution. Fair enough. Stand aside, you dumb bastards. I want a shot.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
First of all, I don't have anthrax.
It's about 9 before the hour. One more reminder here for our New York audience who will be leaving, people who listen on WLIB. If you're in that area, this weekend, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the Raven for Hurricane Katrina evacuees and people who are trying to rebuild their lives. They have fundraisers going on there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So go to their website, raven-nyc.com, for concert information and directions how to get there and everything. And then Sunday night coming, Kathy and I will be there from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night. And is that a fundraiser too, Kathy, for victims, or are we just going to be there to hang out and drink beer?
I am sure they'll take the money if it's offered.
Okay. If it's offered, the management of the Raven will certainly take it. But what we're thinking about doing is just getting together and taking a break. That's a Sunday night, 7 to 9 at the Raven. And they are they're located on Avenue A and, 13th Street? That's this coming Sunday. Okay, I think it's time for some telephone calls. What do you say? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Start with Ray in Queens, New York. Hey, Ray, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I wanted to ask you something. About 2 weeks ago, you played a speech by Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush or Laura Bush?
Oh, it was Laura Bush.
Was it Laura Pickles?
I don't know.
Yeah, what about it?
But what I wanted to know, was that a spoof, a skit, or was that for real?
Well, I'm not sure. I just worked the program. Kathy, who produces the program, said, no, of course it was a spoof.
Oh, it was a spoof?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because you have me worried, man.
Well, that's good. That's good. If Kathy can do it so convincingly that it has you, undecided as to whether it's real or Memorex. Matter of fact, I'll let Kathy tell you herself.
Is this young man talking about Hurricane Thumbelina?
He is.
Oh, yo, man, you have me going.
Yeah.
And listen, have you read David Icke's book, Alice in Wonderland?
Whose book?
David Icke.
David Icke?
Well, that's the way it's written, but it's David Icke.
Icke? I don't know. Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, and the World Trade Disaster?
No, I haven't read it.
Oh, you should. You really should.
Okay.
And another question I wanted to ask you. I've heard that the dikes broke after the hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when I heard that, that made me very, very suspicious.
Well, there's an awful lot about what happened, in this tragedy that people can be suspicious about, seriously. Ray, thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Troy is calling from California. Hey, Troy. Hey, Troy, calling from California. How are you, pal?
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Troy.
Hi, Mike. I'm not in California. I'm in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay. Troy is calling from Hollywood.
We're waiting for the hurricane.
Yeah. How's that looking? Huh? What's going on? Are you going to get... I thought it was going to go across Key West and then slam into Texas.
We're going to get hit a little bit, that's all.
Huh.
But what I wanted to say is you talked about the WPA.
Right.
My father was in worked for the WPA. He was an immigrant. He was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
I and my brother were in World War II.
Uh-huh.
But what I wanted to ask you was, did the Pentagon release the number of wounded men who have since died from Iraq? I think that would change the number of dead by a large amount.
Well, you're absolutely right, Troy. It would change it considerably, but the Pentagon is not going to do that. The Pentagon works for Rumsfeld, who in turn works for the Bush crime family.
You mean we can't get it on the...
No. Why should they tell you or me, American citizens, about how many of our fellow citizens have been wounded and died subsequent to being wounded in Iraq? Why should they tell us that? We don't. According to them, we have no reason to know that, Troy. We have. It's none of our business. Look, let me tell you something. You know this as well as I do. We don't live in a dictatorship yet, but we're getting damn close to it. This is an authoritarian government. It's moving towards totalitarianism. No information to the American public. Screw you. Screw me. To hell with it all. They will do what they want. They create their own reality, as they've said. And by the time we figure it out, they've gone on and created more realities. These people, Troy, have to be removed from office.
It would be nice. They're also running toward a theocracy, which Iraq will be.
Well, the Iraq will be. What about here?
We're heading this way.
We are indeed.
It doesn't look good.
Troy, you were in World War II?
Yeah.
Did you see any combat?
No.
You do know how to fire a weapon, right?
Yes.
Good. All right. Don't forget how to do that, all right?
My brother does also.
All right, Troy. Thanks for checking it out. Hey, listen, bat in the hatches. Get through the hurricane, all right?
Okay.
All right, Troy. Take care. We'll be back after the break here at the top of the hour. Stick around. I'm going to do a lot of phone calls. 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A voluntary evacuation order is out for the barrier islands of South Florida as Tropical Storm Rita moves west toward the Florida Keys. For mobile home residents, the evacuation order is mandatory. Weather Bug meteorologist Joe Bartosik has details.
Rita, possibly a Category 2 hurricane with sustained winds between 96 and 110 miles an hour, is forecast to pass just to the south or over the lower Keys late Tuesday afternoon. Unfortunately, on this track, the storm's powerful right front quadrant will lash out on the island chain with a storm surge up to 9 feet in places, rainfall of 6 to 10 inches, and possibly some totals as high as 15 inches, and an increased threat for waterspouts and tornadoes. Officials predict power outages possibly lasting a couple weeks, and moderate structural damage to homes and businesses will occur as a result of these dangerous conditions.
Hurricane warnings are up for South Florida, the Keys, and parts of Cuba. Hurricane forecasters believe when Rita arrives as a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, it will head west for a landing in Texas. There is a slim chance it could turn north. That was enough for New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin to scrap his plans to have as many as 180,000 of his residents begin returning to a city flooded by Hurricane Katrina. The few that had already returned are being urged to leave again. The city of Galveston, Texas, is preparing for a potential hurricane to make landfall. Galveston Mayor Lida Ann Thomas says if the storm's projected path continues, she will call for a voluntary evacuation later today.
The city of Galveston has arranged for approximately 80 buses to help evacuate our citizens who are dependent upon public transportation.
She says the situation could change, but the city is preparing for a Category 4 storm. Two former Tyco International executives have been sentenced to 8 1/3 to 25 years in prison each after being convicted of stealing more than $150 million in secret loans and undeserved bonuses. Legal expert Royal Oak says Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz were also ordered by a judge in New York City to make some hefty payments.
Kozlowski and Swartz are not only looking at long prison terms, but also they are being forced to repay millions of dollars, $70 million by Kozlowski and $35 million by Swartz.
Oak says both Kozlowski and Swartz will appeal the decision. NASA has unveiled the timetable it will use to return to the moon and then journey beyond with the first manned mission to Mars. Administrator Mike Griffin believes NASA can land a man on the moon by 2018 and no later than 2020. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
New list. Now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500. If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Village Voice is also reporting a couple of days ago that the Republicans on three separate congressional committees derailed three formal resolutions of inquiry by Democrats that would have required the Bush administration to turn over sensitive information and records relating to the outing of CIA officer Valerie Plame. Now, had the resolutions of inquiry been adopted, it would have meant the public testimony of senior Bush administration people like Rove, Louis Libby, Cheney's personal thug. And, you know, these people would have had to testify, possibly even Cheney. But the Republicans on three different committees, the House Select Committee on Intelligence, the House International Relations Committee, and the House Judiciary Committee, all of them voted along party lines to say, no, you're not going to get any information. Screw you. So let me just say this. I don't know what Fitzgerald is going to come up with, the special prosecutor in Chicago who allegedly is investigating this and holding grand jury hearings. But I have a feeling, a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach, that, you know, Judith Miller is going to remain in jail. Bob Novak won't. And the Bush crime family will get away with it again. So, but isn't it interesting that three Republican-dominated committees, well, they're all dominated by Republicans, but three different committees in Congress have said no to producing evidence necessary for a congressional inquiry. The Republicans say, look, there's a special prosecutor. And the Democrats answer by saying, we had congressional hearings during Watergate, and there was a special prosecutor then. So don't even talk to us about that. These lying bastard Republicans. God, I hate them. God, I hate them. Oh, well. Doesn't matter. All right, let's go back to phone calls. Josh is calling from San Francisco. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Mike. So glad doing? To hear a truth teller who takes the painful truth to the mat, no holds barred. We're at a very interesting historical time. I've got some tidbit for you. I got a scoop on a kind of Downing Street memo kind of document that pins Camp Katrina right on the GOP misleadership.
Yeah.
And some other tidbits that give us a historical perspective of where we're at, which you know where we're at. I was just at, thank goodness you don't play the sports team game. You know what killing people to take their money is, regardless of whether that's from red, blue, Dem, Repub.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just at progressiveindependent.com, site I could recommend, and I'm looking at a document that's a letter from floodplain management experts. This group represents 7,000 professionals. And they sent a letter to the Honorable Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican, on January 6, 2005, reminding him that since September 2003, congressional subcommittees and this group has been warning that FEMA had been so gutted and so weakened by mm-hmm. being put under the Department of Homeland Insecurity that when a big disaster like Katrina comes along, it was going to be just a horror show, which of course it is.
Sure.
And you can see this document at the website for the Association of State Floodplain Managers, and the website is floods.org. FLOODS.org.
You know, we
there's
mentioned
a copy
this.
Of
yeah,
their
we Hastert. We didn't go into great detail because it isn't involved. The information at the website is fairly involved, but we did mention exactly what you're talking about. I think a week
sure.
or 10 days ago, and the answer, of course, first of all, Denny Hastert has as much business being Speaker of the House as I do, being the Ayatollah of some godforsaken place in Iraq. Hastert is a thug. He's another one of these right-wing thugs, and the thing we have to keep reminding ourselves, they don't care. They don't give a damn.
Looters. That's all they are.
Exactly, looters. That's all they are. These Republican thugs are nothing more than big-time looters. They're stealing the country blind. They're destroying it.
But the history of FEMA is something that's really alarming, and that people need to know. That FEMA was created under Governor then President Reagan with the help of Oliver North, not to protect the American people, but to protect the government from the American people so they could wage war with impunity and then put anti-war protesters, who they were very afraid of in the 60s and 70s, to throw them into camps.
Well, are you sure that that's how FEMA was originated, or is that what Oliver North and the thugs did during the Reagan years?
When Governor Reagan was so alarmed by the Watts riots in 1965 and then the inner city riots by African Americans and others outraged at the assassination of Martin Luther King in 1968, that special police teams were formed as so-called counterterrorism units. This is when this started, to treat mass protest and dissent in the street, to treat people as enemies of the state, because they were very concerned that this would affect how they were waging the Vietnam War and subsequent wars. That's what FEMA is. It wasn't set up to protect and help the American people. FEMA spends only about 6% or more of its budget on national emergencies. The bulk of their funding is used for the construction of secret underground facilities for continuity of government, against nuclear war or against public opinion at time of war. General Frank Salcedo was the chief of FEMA's Civil Security Division in 1983, and at a conference, he said, quote, he saw FEMA's role, quote, as a new frontier in the protection of individual and government leaders from assassination.
Okay, hold on just a second, Josh. You're giving me, like, tons of information here.
Okay, then I'll give it to you.
No, wait. Hold on.
Opinion.
No, hold on.
This is what FEMA is.
Hold on. You're giving way too much information people who listen to this program,
okay,
when a flood of information like that comes out, just give the website and let people check it out at their leisure.
Okay.
I understand what you... Hold on. Stop a minute. Wait. Stop a minute, Josh.
Right.
Damn it. Hold on a second. Jesus. I mean, seriously. You give a website, and folks will check it out at their leisure. I'm trying to tell you something here. So when you call this program again, you make your point. I don't like it when people are quoting from a site on and on and on. It gets real drony, and people just leave. I don't want people to leave the program. So I appreciate what you've said. But just give the website, synopsize, and let people who are listening to you go check it out when they have time. Fair enough?
Fair.
ProgressiveIndependent.com.
Okay.
What is it again? ProgressiveIndependent.com. All right.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Josh. I appreciate it. I had it completely wrong. I didn't know FEMA was started in the Reagan years. I thought it was started, for some reason, I thought it was started in the Carter years, or hell, even in the Ford or Nixon years, and then was prostituted and perverted by Reagan and that thuggish, traitorous bastard Oliver North. My bad. Unless you know better. So somebody can email me if you have a difference of opinion, or go to progressiveindependent.com. Mike, what the hell? All right, Eddie is calling from New York. Eddie, welcome to the program. Okay, Eddie, thanks, but adios. who we got here? Wait a minute. Myron is calling from Georgia.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Myron.
How's it going, man? Hello?
Say it again. Go ahead, Myron. Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
It's going well, Myron. How about with you?
same here, brother.
All right, hold on, because we got to take a break. Then we'll come back and see what you got to say, all right? All right, stick around. We will be back. Stay with us. One open line. No, I guess not. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Dead.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Tonight, Motown will be turning out another smash hit, and Fox brings you the 76th Annual All-Star Game. Baseball's Midsummer Classic returns to Detroit with a top 40 playlist of superstars. A-Rod, Piazza, Beltran, Ortiz, Clemens, and the hits just keep on coming. It's baseball at its best when two leagues collide for home field advantage in the World Series.
Clemens with a little chin music.
Tonight, the hottest hit of the summer is playing on Fox. It's the 2005 MLB All-Star Game at 8 Eastern. And 1 hour before the game, join us on FSN for the MLB All-Star Game Red Carpet Show, presented by Chevrolet. It's an up-close and personal look at the biggest names in baseball.
Tonight, the hottest hit of the summer is playing on Fox. It's the 2005 Major League Baseball All-Star Game, available in HD. All the action begins tonight, starting at 8 p.m. on Fox 5.
Tonight, Motown will be turning out another smash hit as Fox brings you the 76th Annual All-Star Game. Baseball's Midsummer Classic returns to Detroit with a top 40 playlist of superstars. A-Rod, Piazza, Beltran, Ortiz, Clemens, and the hits just keep on coming. It's baseball at its best when two leagues collide for home field advantage in the World Series.
Clemens with a little chin music.
Tonight, the hottest hit of the summer is playing on Fox. It's the 2005 MLB All-Star Game at 8 Eastern. And 1 hour before the game, join us on FSN for the MLB All-Star Game Red Carpet Show, presented by Chevrolet. It's an up-close and personal look at the biggest names in baseball.
Tonight, the hottest hit of the summer is playing on Fox. It's the 2005 Major League Baseball All-Star Game, available in HD. All the action begins tonight, starting at 8 p.m. on Fox 5.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
So the mood of the country is certainly different from what it was on September the 10th. But I find the mood of the country to be incredibly refreshing.
Two past the hour. Back to Myron, who's called in from somewhere here in the great state of Georgia. Hey, Myron.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing all right, sir.
All right. Mike, I wonder, is there at least one morning when Scott McClellan put his shirt and tie on after he take a shower that he stands in front of the mirror and say, I'm not going to lie to the reporters and the American people? Is there at least one morning, Mike, that he does that? I mean, really?
Hell no.
This guy is a clown, man.
Hell no. He stands there and says, boy, I'm a dumbass. Boy, I'm pasty-faced. Boy, I'm a freak. Now let me get out there and make mincemeat of these overeducated reporters.
Right.
God.
You know, I mean, just look at the reporters like they're just a bunch of knots on the log, man.
I know, it's awful.
Hey, Mike, did you check out the Ted Koppel interview with Hugo Chavez Friday night?
I caught a little bit of it here in the studio while we were actually on the air. When we'd go to commercials, I'd real quick turn up the sound. So I didn't get the whole thing, but I got the gist of it, and I read about what it was all about.
Yeah, so you pretty much know where I'm going with this, don't you?
I do, but go ahead anyway.
Guess who? The first name was called right before the interview, right when the interview started, brother. Pat Robertson.
No.
Oh, man, you know that. Hugo Chavez, that he said Pat Robertson needs to be arrested, sat down and silenced. Those his exact words.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it just this war on terrorism, right? Isn't it one of the laws that if a person make a terroristic threat, they ought to be arrested?
Well, yeah, and if you threaten, see, if you're part of the Bush crime family, if you're an elected Republican, you can threaten anybody you want to threaten, and you can murder half of them if you want to. But if you're a tin-horn, lion-ass, suck-face preacher,
right,
and you make a threat against the head of state of a foreign government, it would seem to me that Hugo Chavez just might, you know, activate whatever the Venezuelan equivalent of Mossad or the CIA is and send a little three-man team over to Virginia to, you know, to ice Robertson so fast he will go meet his Jesus.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing I would be afraid of, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir, Mike.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what?
Hey, we might be a little careful how we say things about the Christians. You know they teach we need to walk in love now.
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Mike.
All right, thanks for checking in, Myron. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. All right, now I asked for some stuff on FEMA, and some of you folks are sending it to me. Yeah, I was right. FEMA was started in 1979 by Jimmy Carter, not by Oliver North and the Reagan administration. The source on that, of course, is Wikipedia. You can check it out, wikipedia.org/WIKI/FEMA. I didn't think it was something put together by Reagan, and, you know, I don't know where our caller from San Francisco gets the information, but it says, among other things, I'm not going to read it to you. But FEMA is not just a construct out of the shell-shocked mind of Oliver North, the guy who ran through Bethesda Naval Hospital threatening to kill people, murderous thug. I got to get this in tonight. The efforts here in Georgia, and there's another effort over in Texas, but in Georgia, in the Journal Constitution yesterday, there's an article about gay folk who have adopted children. They had a couple of pictures in the paper of, you know, black kids, white kids, whatever, adopted by gays and lesbians, kids who desperately needed the love and affection and attention and family life that a man or woman who might happen to be gay was willing to offer. And most of these gay and lesbian families are partnered families, people who are devoted to each other, people who are struggling just like a non-gay couple to try to make it happen, to try to live together and be a couple. You know how hard it is. It's hard for heterosexuals. It's hard for homosexuals, for God's sake. But there's an effort now in Georgia, since we have gone to the dark side, to deny, through legislative action, deny gay folk the right to adopt children. Doesn't make any difference how many little kids need parent figures, need adult figures, need love, need attention, need a home, need all the love that comes out of the family. These rotten sons of bitches here in Georgia, these Republican monsters, the right to adopt. I swear to God, it just never stops, does it?
Justice to be fair to every people.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. tired, Skipper. Skipper?
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly Method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it, a catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute, that's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly Method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Amazing grace, Lord, it passed you by. I wake up every day and start to cry. It happened to the best of us. Rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
It's about 25 before the hour. So this situation here in Georgia, there's been no law introduced yet, but it's coming. A ban on gay folk adopting kids. This really makes me sick. The state of Georgia here recently hired a new head of the Division of Family and Child Services, who held a similar job in Nebraska, and when she did that, she instituted a ban on gay foster parents in that state. And according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, gay advocacy groups in this state have been concerned since last year's election because Georgia Republicans successfully pressed the legislature here to add a ban on same-sex marriage to the state constitution. And, of course, the sons of bitches who make up the population of Georgia passed that overwhelmingly. God, you people just make me sick. You really do. So the article in the AJC yesterday, it talked about the love and the care for these kids who've been adopted. You know, they're no longer living with foster parents, or temporary, you know, shifted from house to house, institution to institution. What is it? What is it with these rotten, disgusting, fake Christians that they would deny a child a healthy, stable, loving home? You people are doomed to hell. You know, Jesus himself said it. Suffer the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I hate these people. It's just a deep, abiding hatred. Now, over in Texas, churchgoers at about 2,000 churches across Texas on Sunday were encouraged to register to vote this November in a massive voter drive that, according to the article, has some in the state wondering if the line between church and state had not been crossed. Why? They were exhorted to register to vote because a proposed amendment to the state constitution in Texas to ban same-sex marriages on the ballot, and churches have been supporting the move. Now, can't they lose their tax-exempt status? In a just world, it would. So here they go again to deny folks a normal life because they happen to be gay. And it's being done by Christian churches. It's not being done by Jews or Muslims. I don't know what the position is. I frankly don't give a damn. But in the United States of America, why are these so-called Christians so active in trying to deny people basic human rights? I swear on everything secular, but this hell you people have constructed in your mythology, you're going to go there. And you're going to be told why you're there, because of your hypocrisy and your denial of the very simple teachings of Jesus. This above everything else, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. What do you think? Did Jesus say love your neighbor as yourself unless it happens to be a queer? You dumb people. You stupid people. You make me sick. Just on and on and on against gay folk. On and on. Never stops. Never stops. You obsessive freaks. And all of this done in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Shame on you people. Shame on you. I have more Christianity in the little toe of my left foot than you have in your entire damn congregation, you bigoted freaks. Shame on you. I wish there was some way that that your Messiah could come back and just stomp you. Just really, I mean spiritually stomp you. Just hold you up in his hands and look you in the eye and tell you what fakes, what hypocrites, what liars, what debauchers of the Christian faith you really are. God, you make me sick. And every time I pick up an article, I don't care where it's from, Kansas or Texas or Georgia or Mississippi, or, you know, usually it's down here in this hellhole of the Confederate South. Over and over and over again, you lying fake Christians with your bigotry and your racism and your hate. I wonder what your Jesus thought when you Baptists decided to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention because you couldn't handle going to church with Negroes. Oh, you disgusting, contemptible freaks. Well, it's none of my business. I think all of you are crazier than hell anyway with your this religious nonsense. But it just fries me that you use the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth as a bludgeon, as a weapon, as something contemptible and hate-filled and exclusionary. Damn you. All right. I just had to get that said. That's all. Let's move on. Norman is calling from Florida. Norman, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks again. You know, when I listen to you, I often think, why doesn't he tell us what he really thinks? Why do you keep us guessing all the time?
Right.
You know, I'm watching two TV sets, a football game and The Daily Show, or a baseball game, and I got one ear cocked listening to you. And I heard you say something about the flu shots.
Yeah.
And I've got a revolutionary plan that I had on my website. And the website is for the Umbrella Movement to Counteract the Right. And the website address is therightiswrong.us. It'll take me just 2 minutes to read this plan, and it's really...
All right, now wait. Norman, yeah. Norman, now you and I go through this every time you call in. I want to hear what you've got to say, but I can't have you just start reading something. I can't do it,
pal.
Well,
this is what I'm saying. I wrote this. It'll take less time for me to read it than for me to talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm known as Norman Nobody, so it's entitled Nobody Proposes Solution to the Two Most Pressing Nation's Problems. I wrote this a year ago, by the way. Our November 2nd elections are fast approaching. This election will be an exception to the ever disinterest in our citizens participating, with less than 50% of qualified voters examining their exercising their privilege. Many have bemoaned this fact with reasons and suggestions to remedy this problem, but the problem of citizen non-participation in our elections has gotten worse over the years. By coincidence, our country's experienced a dismal failure in the government and our health care system in protecting its citizens with the protection necessary to prevent an influenza epidemic. This is totally unacceptable and requires new thinking and actions, headlined in today's newspapers, flu shot shortage anchors exhaust nation seniors. And then it talks about what happened last year. And so I'll get right to the plan. New and radical thinking and changes are in order. To ameliorate both of the aforementioned problems, this nobody, that's me, proposes a unique, simple solution. One, contrary to the mantra, the government is not the solution, it's the problem. I submit that in this case, the government is a solution. Since there are practically no American manufacturers in the market of a flu vaccination, and since this is a gigantic health problem, 36,000 influenza deaths last year, our government must become the manufacturer of last resort. Number two, the complete production each year be distributed at no charge as follows. One, each general practitioner or MD be distributed only the number of patients that the office has, and they can charge $10 for dispensing. Then, every voting location in the country be provided with an amount of doses equal to the number of registered voters. Then, at each voting location, two medical technicians will inoculate every voter, no charge. Obviously, this is just an outline of a grand plan that go a long way in ameliorating two serious problems by melding both. Some might say, not me, why kill any birds? Killing two birds with one stone, I say, let's think outside of the box. That's it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you know, I couldn't get anybody to listen to it last year, a year ago. And so you're my audience of last resort.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Okay. All right, Norman, we got to go. We got a break here. Thanks a lot, pal. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Take responsibility, they can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for
Hello, New York.
A form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just 4 payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premiere, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a 4-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour, thanks to our New York crew. By the way, we're operating out of brand new facilities in New York City. So if you were listening tonight and heard any little technical glitches, that was probably what it was about as we worked the bugs out. Anyway, in the meantime, thanks to Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered the program, and our associate producer in New York, David Fizikas, handled the phone calls. Also to the out-of-studio crew, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, everybody. And our executive producer, of course, Catherine Bay. Yeah, don't forget, this Sunday night we'll be at the Raven in New York. We'll tell you more about it later. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more phone calls here before it's time to say bye-bye. Jim is calling from Sacramento. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike Malloy. I'm glad to finally discovered your station, and it just kind of gives me hope.
Hey, I'm glad, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to all this other media, which has been monopolized. Is really, you know, I didn't know it was another side of the story here, and it's surprising me. But, yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, I think the American people have been duped by the imperialist corporate powers, and they've usurped the government to further their goals. And I just think that... you know, that you're doing a wonderful job. But also on the I have so much to talk about, but the religious part, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Bible, I'm not a religious person, I'm a spiritual person, and
right.
I do read, you know, all sorts of faiths, so I'm not biased against any other faith. But, you know, the Bible itself and all the Gospels says that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who are the scribes and interpreters of the church, of the church law are the ones that Jesus is upset with.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's right there in the gospel. But more important, I wanted to say, and also, which might, you know, ruffle a few feathers, if you look at Revelations 2:18 and further, and you get an older Bible, because they've been changed over the years, you know, Jesus had hair of sheep's wool and skin of burnt brass. So, I mean, that shouldn't surprise a lot of people that have been studying the Bible for quite a while.
Well, I guarantee you, he did not look like a Norwegian.
No, he did. He wasn't European. Let's say
no,
that.
He wasn't European. Yeah, but, gee, you know, every time I see the pictures, you know, in my grandmother's house, up on the wall, there was a picture of Jesus, and I swear he looked Irish. Yeah. Or
I'm part African American and part Irish, you know. But the Bible also says.
Well, from what I can gather, Jesus was swarthy and dark, and
right,
might even have been African. Who in the hell knows? You know, people get hung up on that stuff, and it drives me crazy.
What I wanted to talk about was, you know, real quickly, is the polarization in this country. You know, I think we're in great denial about the racial situation. It has a lot to do with the resources available. And they have, you know, and I don't think Bush is absolutely a racist because, you know, he kisses up to Egypt and all the other places that have dictatorships. And it's all about power. It's not even about money. It's about power and controlling the status quo, controlling their positions of power. And another thing I wanted to say is that, you know, I was born in Berkeley, and I'm in my mid-40s. I went through the desegregation in Berkeley and the riots and so forth there. And, you know, it shocked my senses to be born into society, you know, regarding the criminal mentality of some of our society, you know. And through my studies, I found that a lot of the founding fathers were released from prison in Britain, you know, when they emptied their dungeons in jails. And maybe that's the reason why we have such criminality in here.
You're talking about the people that fought the revolution. You're not talking about the people that signed the Declaration of Independence.
No, I'm not talking about them. Those were, you know.
Normally when you talk about the founders or the framers, that's who you're talking about. Talking about people who fought on the side of the colonists against the crown, yeah, a lot of them, just like Australia was a penal colony, Georgia, one of the original 13 colonies, the only reason Georgia exists, this is where I live, this is where King George, and this is where they emptied the debtors' prisons and the murders and the people they couldn't hang, they sent them all here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why so many white Southerners are so screwed up. And whose brains are made out of rat juice or something, because, you know, these are former criminals.
Well, if you look at the blue and red states, I don't know, in the last election, the red states were basically in the Midwest and the Deep South.
Yeah, I know. Now, Jim, I got to ask you, where are you going with all this?
I just wanted to say this last point.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we need to come to grips with this racism. 80% of the population, people of color, are in poverty. 3/4 of the world is people of color. 1/4 are Europeans or Caucasians,
right.
And social evolution will dictate what it will be, and that's what I want to say. And we need to come, and I have great hope and faith in the American people that we will come to our senses. It didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for hundreds.
Well, you know, Jim, I wish I could say that I shared your hope, the American people, but I don't. This country was founded on murder, death, racism, and genocide. Was founded on slavery, and I don't know how you escape that.
But listen, now that's the reason we come this far, is because we've had Caucasians that have helped.
Well, okay, so come what far? You know, we still commit genocide against so-called Native Americans. The power still treats people of color as if they're second-class citizens. Well, what far? What are you talking about? We don't have people working in the cotton fields anymore. Well, we do, but they're mostly Latino, and they're not cotton fields; they're chicken plants.
Or
they're ditch diggers. So, you know, we're pretty much still doing that.
Well,
no, I'm sorry, man. I don't share your
opinion. I'm looking at half full instead of half empty, you know.
Well, I'll tell you how to get racism. Intermarriage, let's just, no more white, no more black. Let's have some kind of mocha. Hey, I got to go, Jim. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for checking in. I didn't like the program tonight. For some reason, I didn't like me. I didn't like most of the callers. I didn't like my topics. I didn't like anything. I love you, Kathy, but I just like anything tonight. I need to go home.
Well, it's a good thing you go home with me and not the callers, right?
Yeah, I just...
We like Jason.
I don't know. Something weird tonight.
Colin and Dave.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Watch your back, okay? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, oh, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. Phyllis Laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case.